We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh Radio broadcast brought to you by Merritt Assembly of God. My name is Bob Arthurs. I have the privilege of pastoring phenomenal Merritt Assembly of God. We are so thankful to have been there for as long as we have been. Look forward to what God has in the future as well. You're listening to WMIE 91.5 FM if you're at 8:30 or 5 o'clock. If you're listening at 10:30, you are listening to WWBC. You can also catch us online at WMIEFM.com at the on-demand feature at the bottom of the page. And so pray that you would avail yourself of that opportunity. You can listen to this program anywhere around the globe, anywhere that you can get an internet access. You can listen to this program, if not on that day, on a slightly different day, once it's uploaded onto the web page. So we want to take this opportunity to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 632-9538, 632-9538. This last week, your heater may have been more in demand of a morning than your air conditioner has been. And so you want to make sure that you are all up and running and able to keep your house at a safe temperature. You don't, you know, if the temperature drops too low, that can be life-threatening. So you don't want that to happen. Give Dennis and Carla a call at 632-9538, and they will get out there and get you up and running as quickly as possible. I was talking to my brother the other day, and I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm waiting for the ice storm to hit. And I'm so thankful that we don't have to worry about that down here. So with that being said, want to take this opportunity to invite you out to our worship services on Sunday this week. Sunday night, we have missionary with us, Damian Zinicola. He's going to be sharing all that God has opened doors for them to be able to do. Been missionaries for a long, long time. And, you know, you might think that people were always called to be pastors and be missionaries, but this was a man that as an adult answered the call of God on his life. He was already very successful, and God started working in his heart and in his family's life. And next thing you know, they're on the mission field, and they have faithfully served around the globe and are still doing a great job for Jesus. And so if you want to come and hear all that they have to share, that'll be Sunday night at 6:30. Sunday morning, I'm going to be preaching. I'm going to be preaching in our series, Jesus the Healer. You know, I want to be healthy in 2017. I've had some years where things were a little more challenging, you know, eye surgeries and shoulder surgeries and the things of that nature. And so I'm looking for 2017 to be a year that's healthy for me, for my family, for the church, and for you as well. So if you get an opportunity to come out Sunday morning, we will be sharing another message in that series. Also, during this time, we are asking you to be joining us in prayer and fasting through January the 28th. We're asking people to join us by fasting 20 meals in 20 days, however the Lord lays that upon people's hearts. But we need to see a move of God. We need to see breakthrough, and there's not a problem with God. There's a problem with our community. And so as I was sharing last Friday, thank you for all of those who gave us positive feedback on the program from January the 6th. We greatly appreciate the feedback that we get. And we're looking forward to what God is going to do in our community in the days ahead. So we're going to be back in Isaiah 59. Today we have been talking about a society that had become enslaved to iniquity. Iniquity had become the dominating characteristic of the society. And iniquity was defined as crookedness, perversity, moral distortion, error, deviation from the right path, and lawlessness, which brings guilt and punishment. And that's probably a pretty good description of where we are as America. But I want to take you to the Word of God this morning, and I want to send you off this weekend with a good report. You know, nobody likes to talk about the negative aspects of life for very long. And the great news about the Word of God is that if there is something to be dealt with, God deals with it. He deals with it in love, and he deals with it with the purpose and the intent of getting us back on track to where we are supposed to be. So let's begin reading in verse number 15. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. So as we are looking at this society that is completely and totally challenged by a lifestyle of iniquity, and Isaiah begins to talk about that there are a few people that said, you know what, we're going to cling to truth, and we're going to live a righteous lifestyle. We're going to reject the standards of this world, and we're going to return to the foundational roots of faith and character that God had for us in his word. He said that when people begin to do that, they begin to find themselves as the objects of vilification in the society. They become the objects. And it says that when that happens, that displeases God. Now, I want to let you know that it happened in Isaiah's day. It happened during the time of Elijah, where society had Ahab and Jezebel had instituted Baal worship and Asherah worship. There were other times where Molech was worshiped and child sacrifice was done. There have been a number of times when biblical societies were at the brink of moral collapse, and they were beyond the brink. They had actually collapsed on themselves. But God always has a response. What we're experiencing currently in our country right now is not the first time that the world has ever been at this precipice since the Bible was concluded in its writings. It's happened before. One of the greatest preachers that has ever graced the face of the earth was a man by the name of John Wesley, and I have a biography about his life, and it describes society and the complete lack of holiness and the lack of biblical character and the complete breakdown of society that took place right before John Wesley came on the scene. Now, so I want to tell you today that we don't have to be afraid. God can do it. God can change society. He's done it before, and he will do it again. He can change a man's heart. He's done it before. He can do it again. He can change women and boys and girls, because he's always been able to do that, and he always will be able to do that. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So as we're looking today, I want to remind you that God can transform a nation. He can transform a country. He can transform a king, and he doesn't need a massive amount of time to do it. And he can do it all by himself if he so chooses. This passage that we're going to talk about, it said that God was looking for an intercessor. He was looking for people who would be crying out to him. He was looking for people who would stand in the gap, who would say, I am going to be a signpost to society that they're going the wrong way. He said, I was looking for that person, and I wondered that there was no intercessor. Can I challenge those of you who are listening, who are faithful to the cause of Christ, you know your God, you know that he does great and mighty things, that we would not focus all of our time complaining about the condition of our society, but we would spend a vast amount of our time talking to the King who can change our society. We need to be asking him to intervene. If we've got a drug problem, we need to ask God that he would break the strongholds of oppression and addiction and get people to fall in love with Jesus, because that's the greatest transforming work. You say, you are talking fantasy. I am talking reality, because I know people who have been delivered from drugs. And though that drug, listen, they... Okay, I want you to understand that apart from Jesus, even if you never partake in those things again, you will always be identified as a drug addict or an alcoholic in remission. They will tell you things like, well, I'm always going to be this, and so I have to fight this on a daily basis. But I want you to know that Jesus is a deliverer. He not only delivers you from things, he delivers you to things. And I've got people that I know, they are not recovering drug addicts. They are drug addicts that were set free by the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. They fell in love with God's word, and they fell in love with Jesus, and they fell in love with God's people, and they never looked back, because they were smarter than a dog. A dog returns to his own vomit, and these people said, God delivered me from that mess. That thing has no more power over me. And so I want you to know that God is able to transform a society. And he's looking for us to be people of prayer and extend to him the invitation to come in. We at Merit Assembly of God, we're part of the Assemblies of God, headquartered in Springfield, Missouri. If you want to know more about our doctrine, you can log on to www.ag.org, and you can find out about all of the things that we believe in. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the inerrancy of Scripture. We believe in baptism. We believe in communion. We believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming again. You can find out all of the things that we believe in. We believe that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, that Jesus is going to come and take us to be with him forever. That's what his great desire is for us. You can look on that, but they just posted an article recently, and it ended up in Charisma Magazine as well, that in 2016, we closed out the year with the greatest number of churches in America that we have ever had. Now, the Assemblies of God, we are one of the few Bible preaching denominations that is still growing. We are growing. We are not just growing in a single ethnic group. We are growing across the entire spectrum of society. I could tell you, if we were sitting down having a conversation about churches around the globe that are ministering to every group that you can possibly think or dream about. And so we know this, that around the throne room in heaven, that there are going to be people worshiping God from every tongue, every tribe, every nation. So God can do it. He does it in democratic countries. He does it in monarchies. He does it in communist countries. He does it in socialist countries. God does transform people's lives, and he will do it again. God is the solution for a society that is plagued with iniquity. You see, iniquity is a death style. Holiness is a lifestyle. The devil is interested in getting you bound in a lifestyle of iniquity so that he can take you out before you wise up enough to say yes to the power of the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to bring you to Jesus, to where you say yes to having your sins forgiven, yes to Jesus being the Lord of your life, yes to Him empowering you to live a life of victory instead of a life of defeat. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. You were created on purpose for His purpose. And God says, look, if I can't find anybody to pray, I will respond by myself. I was going to tell you about the Assemblies of God. We have a governmental structure. I am a pastor under authority. I have a presbyter. I have a superintendent, an assistant superintendent. I have a general superintendent, an executive council, as well as a local board, all of which I'm accountable to. Everybody should be accountable to someone. And if there's a church that has a problem that is taking place inside the church and they need the wisdom of those in authority over them, they have to say, hey, we need some help. There's an invitation that is extended to those who could help them. And I ask you today to join me across this county in extending an invitation through intercessory prayer to our omnipotent Heavenly Father to say, God, our country, our world is in desperate need of deliverance from iniquity and restoration to the foundations of faith that you put in God, in your word. God, would you come and would you become actively engaged in transforming our community, restoring it back to what you intended it to be? The Bible says that if we will repent, that there will be seasons of refreshing that God will send our way. And so I'm thankful. I'm proclaiming that there are waves of refreshing that are coming to Brevard County because God's people are asking for God to come. The presence of God is so very, very needed. There is no substitute. There's no program. There's no person that will ever be able to substitute for the presence of God. Having found no intercessor, in verse number 16, it says, therefore his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. I declare to you today that the arm of the Lord has still not diminished. It is still not short. God is still able to deliver. In fact, verse number 1 of chapter 59 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. And God here is saying, look, when man didn't have the sufficiency to bring it to pass, God's arm was still sufficient. It was sufficient to bring salvation to the masses. Jesus is the Lamb that came to take away the sins of the world. Every Monday, every Thursday, Monday morning and Thursday morning, I have people that drive down my street and they haul things away that are no longer needed. Some of it is recyclables, some of it is other things that they just need. It's garbage. It needs to go away. And those trucks come by, the men and the hydraulics that they have on many of the trucks now, they come by and they grab the trash bin and they dump it in the machine. They put the machine or the dumpster back down, and away they go, and they take it away, never to be seen by the people who put it out there ever again. But as efficient a system as that is, there is no process in place for them to take away the garbage that is never brought to the curb. If a person refuses to take their garbage out, if they choose to live in it and keep it and refuse to process it the way that the county instructs them to process it, then it just stays right there on site. And eventually it will become overwhelming and will begin to cause the property to deteriorate, to lose value, to reek of bad smells. And I want you to know that that doesn't have to be. I get upset with myself if I happen to miss or fail to take it out the night before and don't get it out there in time the next morning. Those things don't make me happy because I don't want that stuff having a detrimental effect upon my home life. You say, where are you going with this? I want you to know that today, on Friday, January the 13th, that today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of forgiveness. Today is the day that if we will say yes to surrendering the victories and the messes of our life to Jesus, that he will take away all of our garbage, all of our sin, all of our iniquity, and he will leave holiness in its place. God says his own righteousness sustained him. It is not the righteousness of man. It is not the righteousness of a woman or of a boy or of a girl. All of our righteousness is as filthy rags. There is only one who stood perfect upon this earth, and his name is Jesus. It is his righteousness in which we stand. It is in his sufficiency. Today, I am here not because of my gift set, but because of the callings and the giftings of God. And we are here to say, look, you can stand in the sufficiency of God. When you have done all that you are supposed to do, as it talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, when you have done all that there is to do, you can stand. Because God is sufficient for victory. It says he put on righteousness as a breastplate. Now, I need, we got about 5 minutes here before, 6 minutes before the end of the program. I want you to know that God is not a pacifist when it comes to dealing with sin. He's not just there to talk nice words and hoping that the conflict is going to go away. The New Testament talks about that the flesh and the spirit are at enmity with one another. They war against one another. They fight one another. It is all out war. And Jesus is quite militant about bringing a society back to biblical obedience. And it says, he put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. He put on the garments of vengeance for clothing and was clad with zeal as a cloak. He is quite intent on getting society back to where it changed. He said, well, why doesn't God just wipe out all of the sinners off of the face of the earth? Well, if he did that, it would be a very, very, very desolate place. You see, he did that once because all of the thoughts of man's hearts were evil. It's been said that there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that seeks God. And when the flood came and humanity was destroyed, there was an altar that was built by Noah, and God said, I will never again destroy the earth with water like that. Now, there is a judgment day that comes. It comes for all of us. But God is long-suffering. But you don't want to be the person that causes children to stumble. You don't want to be the person that oppresses those that God is watching out for. Those things are, God is very, very good at doing his job, and he does it with zeal. This weekend, you know, you may already be looking towards Monday and dreading having to go back to work again. Would you allow God to do a work inside of you? And say, you know what? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I couldn't wait to get back to work and share with the coworkers that I have the goodness of God and the miracles that that he's done. I watched a video of a preacher the other day. He said there were some people that walked up and they said, "Can we talk to you about God?" And he said, "Well, you know, sure, I'll talk to you." And they were not traditional in their beliefs, and they began to talk. And he said, "Well, man, I've got some things I'd like to share with you." And so he went on to share passionately with them about how good God was and the miracles that were done by him. And they said, "See, that's your problem. You spend too much time reading that book." And, you know, I want to encourage you, if it's been a while since you got your nose in the Word of God to find out what it has to say for yourself, it's time to end that. God always had as a desire to dwell in the midst of his people. He wants to do life with you. He wants you to see how it's done. He wants to help you along the way. So I encourage you, let God go to battle inside of your personal life and bring that deliverance from iniquity, which is what this is all talking about. I was reading a biographic article on Theodore Roosevelt, and he died in his sleep. And someone said that death had to take him while he was asleep, because if he had come while Theodore Roosevelt was awake, he would have had a fight on his hands. I believe it's time that we let God loose on our sin and say, "God, deliver me from this. Let's get victory over this. Let's quit lollygagging around with sin in our society. And let's say, God, would you restore us back to the lifestyle that you would have, restore biblical characters where pride is no longer an issue, but humility is found in a lot of places, where there are people who know how to pray, know how to obey, and love one another with the love of Almighty God." Could you, if nothing else, could you join me in praying and say, "God, we need you in our community, and we need you in America. We don't want to see our loved ones and our families and our coworkers spend an eternity without you." Let's pray today. Father, Lord, we come to you right now. Lord, we know this, that the devil is no match for you. Jesus, you already did all the work. You said it is finished. And I pray, God, right now that you would do a work in our society and you would restore the foundations of righteousness. You would restore the foundation and the understanding of your word. And God, it would not just be theory. It would be lived out on a daily basis. In Jesus' name. You have a great weekend. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
I will dance, I will sing, to be a man for my king. Nothing is hindering the passion.